Well, hello everyone. Hope you are well. It's the 5th of April. It's Easter Monday and this is a Supporters Club podcast. Now, I've got to say before I start off, I think we need more of these 4-day weekends. I think it has been absolutely fantastic. Nice to spend a lot of time in the garden as well. It's just a shame that it's going to be back to work tomorrow and in I shouldn't complain. I know there's plenty of people out there who have lost their jobs as well, but it's just nice to have a long weekend, isn't it? And especially if you've done, like me, spent a lot of time in the garden. So I usually would have done this on a Sunday, but I decided I'm going to do it tonight. Just putting together the podcast to go out this evening as well. That's all going to be about growing cucumbers. That's a subject I was asked about a couple of weeks ago, and I've held it in place until the beginning of April when we would start sowing cucumber seeds. I know some of you already have, so no complaints are there at all, but I personally wait till April before I start sowing any cucumbers. So that's coming up in the show on the main podcast, of course, which possibly may be out by the time you hear this. If not, it'll be out within a few hours. Now, I'm holding off from sowing any seeds this week. Reason being, we've got a cold snap coming within the next couple of days, and I don't want to jinx it by sowing a few seeds and not having anywhere for them to go. It's probably not going to be a huge problem in all honesty, but it just, to me, something is just telling me, hold off for a minute and we'll see what happens. And I've certainly noticed today it turned bitterly cold outside. I was down the allotment earlier this morning. I spent not long down there actually, just a couple of hours doing a bit of weeding and running around with a strimmer, and it turned a bit too cold, so I came home and I've been pricking out some of my basil plants and things like that. But I've also been adding an acoustic panel to this room that I record podcasts in. Well, that I record podcasts like I'm doing tonight. It's in a spare room of my house, so it can be quite echoey. And I've been working at trying to get the sound just right. I've got bits of foam everywhere. It's a lot of work that goes into making a good sounding podcast. I completely take on how difficult it can be. Now, I know I've been quite lucky. I've always prided myself on having reasonably good sound. Don't want to knock anybody else's podcasts out there, but some of them do have what I feel is terrible sound. So I've been working on that, and I'm always trying to improve that, which is what you guys help me do. Now, on that note, I really appreciate all your support and everything that you have shown me by becoming a supporting member. I am continually trying to build up the Supporters Club and build up what we give away and what we do within the Supporters Club. I'm in talks with people at the moment, and this is a difficult one because I don't want to talk too much about it just in case it doesn't happen. But I'm trying to get discount codes for you all in order to improve, or in order to build the Supporters Club up as more for your money, which is what I ultimately want to do. So, that hopefully will happen. Something I'm trying really hard to get a discount code on is the SubPod. Now, that is something that I've got myself, and I think they are brilliant. It's an underground composting system, if you haven't heard me talk about it. And the reason I think these are brilliant is because they take up hardly any room. They're pretty discreet, yet they can hold quite a bit of waste inside it. So I personally think that is an avenue, if you are looking at composting in your home garden, I would say. Not so much at an allotment because of the money involved, but in your home garden, it's certainly an avenue that I'm going to recommend. But just hold off and we'll see if we can get a discount code for you. There's a couple of other things in the pipeline that I'm hoping that will work as well. But if anybody got any ideas of companies or anything like that that might be a way to go, please do get in touch. Be able to reach out to these companies and get them on board, especially if you are asking me, because that just makes life so much easier. Right. Well, I'm going to crack on with the podcast. I hope you are all well. As always, if you want to send me an email or have a chat, then please do get in touch. I've got a few emails to get back to, actually. I haven't forgotten. I've just been enjoying this a long weekend and making the most of it. But I will get back to all these podcasts very, very soon. Right. You take care. And I'll speak to you again very soon.